Yellow again, everybody, and welcome to a very special birthday bash edition of Wrestling Talk. I'm your co-host, Willie B. For this episode, we are doing things just a little differently than normal. We've imposed the infamous Freebird rule. That's right, for the first time in Wrestling Talk history, you get all three of us together so that we can celebrate the birthdays of the lovely Foxy and the Mayor. So first, let me introduce to you the First Lady of Wrestling Talk. She's the Miss Elizabeth to Mayor's Macho Man, the one and only Foxy.
Hey, everybody. It's Foxy.
And now, without further ado, it's my pleasure to introduce the man with many monikers. He's the unofficial president of the Brian Christopher Fan Club, the mark of all marks, the founder, promoter, and CEO of this podcast. He's Foxy's pet and every man's regret. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor McCall.
Well, it's the Mayor and Foxy's birthday bash, or as Mr. Jamie Dundee would like to say, it's Foxy and the Mayor's birthday bash. Man, but there's no Mayor's birthday bash without the best co-host in the world, Willie B. And as you alluded to, my brother, the Freebird rule is in full effect tonight. I have both of my tag team partners with me for this very special episode, the Foxy and the Mayor's birthday bash. Willie B is with me, and the First Lady of Wrestling Podcast herself, Foxy, is with me too. So welcome all you wrestling fans. Like Willie B said, we're doing things a little bit differently. And first and foremost, I want to thank both of you from the bottom of my heart for letting me live out some dreams and living out some passions and you know, just, you know, the wrestling fans know what I'm talking about. Foxy, thank you for, you know, stepping in and, you know, and supporting us and filling in when need be. And Willie, you know, thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the time, sacrifice, research, hard work, and everything you've given to this show, man. We've done some big things. Not only is it the, you know, the birthday bash, it's, you know, we kicked this thing off about a year ago. I want to say March the 29th of last year was our first episode being released, and that's one of the points of this celebration. Just talk about the journey and the ride so far.
Look how far y'all've come in a year. Like, that's amazing.
Speaking of that, that's a great point. Let's tell everybody how the podcast actually even came about. I had made a post on Facebook and just said that I was thinking about starting a wrestling podcast. And Willie, the next thing I knew, me and you were on Facebook Messenger, and are you like, you said you need a co-host, and obviously I hadn't even got that far
yet. I was just half kidding. I was like, hey, you need a co-host, because let's go back a little further. You know, you and I, we you know, a lot of folks don't know we graduated high school together, so we've known each other since about seventh grade, and we always would talk wrestling because back then when we were in school, that's when the Monday Night Wars was huge, man. You know, we graduated high school in 2000. To give perspective to the fans. So the Monday Night Wars were raging in the late 90s. I mean, that was the epitome of the wrestling business. And John and I were, just like everybody else, we were huge marks with our Stone Cold t-shirts or NWO t-shirts. And we also had that love for Memphis Wrestling. And John and I would run into each other over the years, and he would always joke with me, because I'm a wrestling nerd when it comes to information and history. And he would always look at me and go, damn, William, you know more about wrestling than I do sometimes. And I just laugh and go, you know, maybe I do, maybe I don't. But the point of all that is that we've always shared that love and passion for wrestling. That's kind of like, you know, as soon as you said something about doing an old school wrestling podcast, my ears really, really perked up.
Yeah, y'all go really good together, too. Y'all work well.
That was the most exciting part about it, because I was like, Foxy, you ain't going to believe this. I found somebody who knows more about wrestling than me. This has got to be epic. This has got to be epic. So, yeah, like you said, we're on the Facebook Messenger. We're conversing back and forth. And, you know, I think, like you said, it was almost maybe just like a joking way. Like, you're looking for a co-host. And, you know, my wheels are still turning, and I'm formulating the plan. And like I said, I don't think mentally I was even there yet. But, you know, I remember it was that same exact conversation that night. I kind of locked you in on it. I'm like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah. And you seemed like your wheels kind of shifted, too, from a jokingly way to, like, yeah, dude, like, if you need a co-host, I'm in, you know? So, yeah, the rest is history, the Mayor and Willie B doing big things together, you know? So, God is good. Couldn't have come together any better, in my opinion. And you add the lovely Foxy to it, it's like, man, you got a recipe for success, brother.
Yeah. Aww. I mean, absolutely. Gotta have the valet. Gotta have the manager. Got to have the looks, because John and I, we both have faces for radio. So somebody's got to be the looks here.
That's definitely true. She's got to be the poster child of the podcast. Exactly. You know, I mean, that's probably where some of the rankings in other countries come in. You know, they just see her and be like, we'll give these guys a shot.
Exactly. Aw, y'all are so sweet.
Yeah, but, you know, we talked about, you know, how everything, you know, come about and all. So, what, like, looking back, man, over this past year, what are your, like, what are some of y'all's, like, favorite, like, memories and moments and just, you know, far as, like, the podcast itself? Then we're gonna break off into some other, like, you know, accomplishments, achievements, and, you know, just experiences and, you know, describing the journey along. But, Willie, what's been some of your highlights of doing this so far?
Honestly, it goes without saying that just being able to talk to all these legends, you know, men and women too. We had the good fortune to talk to Baby Doll, but we were able to speak to these people. They were heroes. They were larger than life to us as kids. They're a big part of my childhood, your childhood as well. And just be able to talk to them and get to know them on a personal level as adults, and to hear their stories, and for them to take their time out to share those with us and to indulge our little hobby here has been huge. You know, we start off with Bruno, someone that's a local here. You know, he's not only become, you know, he's not only a guest, he's become a friend of ours as well. And to be able to kick off with someone like him, and just to be able to form those relationships has really been the best thing about it.
I would totally agree with that. And, you know, Bruno was the first guest, and actually we got to be friends with him and everything. You know, give a shout out to Jonathan Hearn. We've said this, you know, a time or two before, but you know, all possible through Jonathan. You know, when the idea was coming about starting the wrestling podcast, it's like, okay, so I put it on Facebook that I'm starting a wrestling podcast. I've got a co-host. What the hell do you do now? Now I need, like, okay, it's like, what format is this going to be? Like, new wrestling, old school wrestling, what's it going to be about? So, I talked to you about it. I said, hey, let's go what we know and love, man. Old school, we're going to base it around the old school Memphis territory. We're going to do it from our generational point of view and perspective, and we're going to dig deep and respect some of this legends before our time and, you know, and keep those memories alive. So,
what about you? Who were some of the guests that you really, anybody sticks out to you, just offhand, that you're just like, wow, I can't believe we got them, you know?
Handsome Jimmy Valiant, the Boogie Woogie Man, it was so different and great on so many levels, because that was actually our third show in. We had done Downtown Bruno, and we had done Randy Hales, and of course, you know, me and you were scheduled to do it, and like, out of nowhere, you got sick that day.
I had a horrible stomach virus. And I called you that morning, and I was like, I'm done. You were panicking. I go, John, I'm sorry. I literally, you know, without getting gross here, I couldn't hardly make it to the toilet. It was bad. And so, you know, and I'm over here because I was wanting to talk to Handsome Jimmy more than, you know, just as bad as you did. But, it showed you that you can do it, and that you got it.
That's what it's like. It worked out good because it really got my confidence up. And yeah, like you said, I'm not going to lie, I was so freaking nervous. I was like, man, it's our third, you know, because I'm still nervous just doing it together. So our third show in, I'm like, oh man, really sick. I got to do this by myself. Handsome Jimmy Valiant. But it's almost like that we took that time and we got to bond and everything too. And it's like, he really took a liking to me. And like you said, you hit the nail on the head. The confidence level from that point just went up. I was like, man, I can, you know, I can do this.
Yeah.
So this is a good interlude to this. Okay, so speaking of the Boogie Woogie Man, Handsome Jimmy Valiant, and the course of that interview, you know, he took such a liking to me and respect to what we had going on and what we're starting, that he ended up making me an honorary member of the BWC class 2023 last year. So, Foxy, let's talk about that trip. So being a member of the BWC class of 2023 entailed one little small thing, and that's actually going to Shawsville, Virginia, and getting the award, you know, from Angel and you know, Jimmy himself. So, let's talk about that trip and all. So, what are some of your memories? It was a 9-hour trip, Foxy.
Out there, who?
That is a long time to be stuck in the car with him, Foxy. You deserve a medal. You should have been the one put in the Hall of Fame.
Right. No, we actually have really good road trips. We have fun. But that, it was beautiful there, but go into his little camp.
Or... No. Back up before that. Talk about the experience before that.
Oh, the hotel?
Yeah. The road trip was cool. We jammed out. We always have a great time as always.
Yeah, Mr. John likes to save money, and he wants to go like the little bit cheaper way if possible. And we learned our lesson very well, because this hotel was absolutely freaking disgusting. There were bugs everywhere. There was stuff spilled all over the walls. I didn't want to sit down anywhere, let alone lay there. But we, and the pillows were like paper thin. John goes down there to try to get some more pillows, and the guy tells him that he can't give him more pillows because he's not management. What in the world?
Sounds like you're ready to pull down the straps. Excuse me. Fire.
So we get on the phone calling.
Mind you, this is by this time.
It's like 1:30.
It's like 1:30 in the morning.
Right. So we start calling hotels. We call for two towns over?
Yes.
And there was no hotels available. There was a football game going on.
Apparently, Virginia Tech was having some big, huge football game.
Y'all blacked out, man, because they have about 90,000 people every week, you know, when they host home games.
It's 1:30 in the morning, like Foxy said. She's got her phone out. I've got my phone out. We're Googling our ass off, man. We're trying to find a hotel, and I mean, there's only, and it's already, we've already driven so far, and it's like you said, it's 1:30 in the morning, so you can't just keep going too far over. So we went as much as two towns over, and man, they...
And I didn't care the price. I was ready to pay whatever.
She was ready to make up for my cheapness, you know?
get out of this room.
So she's the brains and the beauty of this duo here.
Apparently so. But yeah, we went as far as two towns over. Everything is like booked or whatever. So, you know, so the hotel experience was, and I apologize, Foxy. Let me publicly apologize to you for that, because yeah, that was kind of piss poor planning on my fault.
And when I get mad, I cry, and I just sit there and I bawled like a baby. I was so mad. I was just.
So we had, you know, so we had that behind us or whatever. So, okay, so. We start the journey the next morning, and like she said, it's beautiful. But man, right till you get to the BWC camp, is it not something like you see?
Wrong
like the,
turn.
Is there any way you would go there at night?
No.
There's no
cells, no cell service. There's no lights. It's windy. The trees scraping the truck. Like it. I'm telling you,
it's kind of reminds you of one of those horror movies John's is so in love with.
Yes.
Yes. What's the one that sticks out in your mind?
Wrong Turn.
And what else?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Exactly. Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Wrong Turn. You feel like there's, you know, some, you know, a mutant Ninja Turtle going to jump out, and you're like, hey, man, I'm here for the wrestling. Oh, you're here to see Boogie Woogie? Why you say so, boy? Y'all come on in. You know, but yeah, it was definitely something out of a horror movie, and we had joked about that. I mean, this is probably about 11 a.m. in the morning. But yeah, we had definitely joked about that if it was nighttime, there ain't no way in hell we'd be doing that.
I don't know how they do it, but now it makes you wonder, is that why he's called the Boogie Woogie Man? Because
and some Jimbo from Info.
Exactly. But you know, but the experience got so much better though, because, you know, at this point, you know, it, and we didn't have a lot of time with my work schedule and life and everything. Like, we really, you know, had to fit a longer trip in a short amount of time, if that makes sense. You know, so we had, you know, we had driven straight through. We'd had the hotel experience. But I got to say this, though, and I got to give props to the BWC and everybody there. When we got there, they made us feel so welcome, so at home.
Everybody did. It was awesome.
The Yellow Man, he's a big deal out of the BWC, and he was so nice and welcoming to me or whatever. He's like, oh, you're the mayor, man. We should have met you halfway, man. You know, like, because I was like, we drove 9 hours. He's like, man, we should have met you halfway. But, you know, meeting Miss Angel, Valiant, Jimmy's wife, and just, and, you know, even the experiences we just had, it made it so worth it the way he treated us and everything.
Yeah, and he found, and he told me that he had Foxy tattooed on his back.
Heck yeah.
He does.
You better watch out, Mr. Steal Your Girl. That's going to be Handsome Jimmy's new moniker.
Mr. Still Your Girl, exactly.
Well, when John got up there to accept his award, like, I just darted in front
of a beeline.
I just darted in front of everybody, and he said, "Here comes Foxy."
Dude, I was impressed. I'd never seen Foxy move that fast. It's like she was like about to run a touchdown or something. Like, it made me feel good because you know how you do something with somebody and they're just kind of long there for the ride and everything's kind of average, mediocre. No, like her face lit up like a Christmas tree. She made like a beeline and like had that, you know, camera ready to film and all. And
I felt bad. I couldn't in front of everybody.
And she made such a beeline. That's where it came from. Handsome Jimmy said, "Here comes Foxy."
Well, speaking of Handsome Jimmy, had you seen any video, Foxy, of him? Had John showed you any old YouTube clips of him when he in his wrestling days before you met him?
Yes.
Okay. The reason I asked that is because Handsome Jimmy is known to basically be completely different than who he is on TV. All the wrestlers tell us that as soon as the lights turn on, he goes from the most nice, docile, calm, just a calm human being to the boogie woogie man. He just turns it on. So I was just curious if you obviously got to meet, you know, Handsome Jimmy and see the calm side, but I was just curious if you got to see the wild man, the boogie woogie man.
Yeah, I've seen a couple
and
of
see
them.
To see the contrast and difference.
Big difference.
Yeah,
big difference.
We didn't meet Jimmy Valiant the entertainer. We met Jimmy Valiant the awesome human being.
Yeah.
That's the guy. I remember it's like a surreal moment because I just remember like walking around the corner and like I couldn't see in front of me and I cut the corner and there he is and I'm like Jimbo, it's the mayor, and like just made us feel so welcome. I remember him just like hugging me and grabbing onto my cross and just like holding it.
He did.
Yeah, and he you could tell it really meant a lot to him for him to give, you know, me an award and for us to take it serious enough to actually come, you know.
Right.
It's one of those deals like everything. Okay, the man gives you an award, you don't come and accept it. Okay, they mail the damn thing in the mail. But, you know, you could tell it meant a lot to him that we respected him enough and we valued that enough to, you know, make a 9-hour, you know, pilgrimage, you know, through all the stuff we'd been through, you know,
right.
to go actually accept it in person. And you could tell it meant a lot for everybody, too. And I remember, like, during the award, I want to say it was Yellow Man or somebody. He was like, "Oh, man, they got the wrestling, you know, him and Willie got the best wrestling podcast out." They said that there, did they not?
They did.
Glad I got a shout out. All right.
They did.
They said them guys got the best wrestling podcast out today, hands down.
Yep.
And it's funny they said that, too, because I'm not going to say what podcast. It's actually one of my buddies, but the BWC actually sponsors another podcast.
Oh, really?
For somebody actually to say that there, I mean, it's pretty strong words, you know, so that lets you know that's a testament to the people feel what we're doing and they're enjoying it, you know, so.
Y'all are doing a very good job.
Speaking of that, man, did you ever think that we would, like, hit the level of accomplishment that we did? I mean, it, like, the rankings, like, dude, we have been as high as 43 in the United States, 23 in Great Britain, 50 in Canada, 4 in Ireland, number 3 in Greece. We've actually made 2 transitional polls. We actually got picked up on Ukraine and Ireland sports. Not wrestling, sports.
Tell you what,
how amazing is that?
I mean, if we're that big in Greece and in Ireland, I think we need to go have a live show and meet all of our fans. I mean, I'll gladly take that trip.
I'm down.
Absolutely. But to answer your question, no, I don't know. I don't know that I had any expectations of how big we would be. It was always, for me, it's just it's something I enjoy doing. It's fun. I don't look at it as a measuring stick of, I guess I look at it a little differently than you. And I understand the wanting to, you know, to have the acclaim and everybody to want to, you know, to have all the views. And I do, I want people to listen, but I just look at it as more of a passion project, if that makes sense. Like, I'm happy if 100 people listen to us. If I would be as if 10,000 people listen to us. Nothing's going to change on my end. I just want to be able to, I enjoy the fact that we get to, you know, interview these legends, talk old school wrestling, and truly, we not only do we get to talk, we get to learn a lot from them as well.
And that's an excellent point, too, though. It's like never become complacent, never, you know, we don't go in this like we're the big shots, like we're the all omniscient, you know, wrestling historians of the Memphis territory or, you know, anything like that. But, you know, we, like you said, we have learned so much from these guys. We really have. And what's cool about our interviews and the fans know from listening is you hear stuff on our show that you're not going to hear or see on Wikipedia. You're not just going to Google and it comes up. This is firsthand accounts, memories, stories. And that's why we do that. So this stuff will never, ever be forgotten. I'm going to tell you my favorite story that came about on this podcast. when we interviewed Jerry Calhoun, and he said that him and Handsome Jimmy was on like Highway 61 or
something like probably Mississippi. Yeah.
Highway 61 back, and everybody, if you're from this area, you know we're in the north. We're in the North Mississippi area, about 10 minutes south of Memphis, about 30 minutes north of Tunica, Mississippi.
It cuts through the Delta, the Mississippi Delta.
Exactly. We're 30 minutes north of that. Exactly. So, you know, and this is back when, you know, farmland and before the four lanes and all that stuff. So
Definitely no cell phones.
So Jerry Calhoun is on Highway 61 in Mississippi. You know, they're traveling south, and he's got Handsome Jimmy Valiant in the car with him. So what do you do at that time? You spend all this time on the road. You play while you're going on the road, you play cards. See, we text now going on the road. They used to play cards going on the road. They used to play cards. So, and this is a testament, too, of what you said about Handsome Jimmy just being so calm. So Jerry Calhoun said they got so involved in the, you know, in the card game that he's not paying attention. He's so into the card game, he starts going head on into traffic, and Handsome Jimmy did not panic, did not do anything. He calmly taps Jerry Calhoun on the shoulder and say, "Hey, brother, I think you need to get over." Hey, as a matter of fact, on that note, let's call Jerry Calhoun. You want to call Jerry Calhoun?
Let's call Jerry Calhoun.
Let's do the greatest
referee of all time.
Let's call Jerry Calhoun. Let's do it. Let's see.
I think my favorite story is having to hear him get in trouble for Lawler getting his leg broke.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, Jerry. How you doing, sir?
Doing fine.
You're on Wrestling Talk with Mayor McCall. You got the mayor here, Willie B. and Foxy, and we wanted to. You're one of our favorite guests of all time, and we're actually sitting here talking about you. And I was telling everybody that my favorite story so far on this podcast is when you and Handsome Jimmy were going down the street playing cards, and you went into the wrong lane of traffic, and he calmly tapped you and said, "Hey, brother, I think you need to move over."
Well, he did that nonchalantly too.
And Foxy and I, you know, we just got the pleasure of actually seeing you referee in Blytheville, Arkansas. And like I called and told you, man, you still got it, man. You moved around and you put on a show for everybody, man.
Well, thank you. I guess that just comes natural, you know. So I just doing what I used to do.
Like riding a bike, huh?
I'm sorry?
Just like riding a bike. You know, you didn't forget.
Oh, exactly. As long as I don't
it was
off
very sometimes. Impressive watching him do referee that. It was.
And how cool was it, too, that we got to, you know, I text Jerry about signing the Memphis Heat poster. We met Jerry, like, in Bartlett, like, on US 64 at the Shell station and talked to him for like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that, Foxy.
Yeah, that was awesome. He met us. We enjoyed talking to him. Hell, we probably would have stayed a lot longer, but we had somewhere to go. But he was super cool. And he signed your poster.
I remember that. I enjoyed that.
We appreciate you doing somewhere. That.
Yeah, thank you. I guess we should have met somewhere where we're even inside instead of being outside. So.
Well, it was a pretty day.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember, Jerry, that was funny, too, because when I texted you, I think, on a Friday, and, you know, I had the notion. I was like, I just got to thinking. I'm like, well, Jerry's been a guest, and, you know, we seem like we're okay with each other. I'm just going, you know, all I can do is say no. I'm going to text him and see if he'll sign my Memphis Heat poster. And you said, can we meet, like, Monday or Tuesday? Then you started laughing. You're like, yeah, man, I forget everybody's not retired like I am.
Yeah, that's right. So I work it out for y'all's schedule.
Absolutely. Well, Jerry, we won't hold you up or whatever. We just wanted to call first and foremost and thank you for being one of the most awesome guests we've had, and thank you for signing the poster. And, man, it's been a real honor and privilege to get to know you and be able to, you know, call you up and talk to you. So thank you, Jerry.
Well, anytime. And happy birthday, John. Have many more.
Thank you so much, Jerry. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, brother.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's always a good birthday when Jerry Calhoun, you know, wishes you happy birthday.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, do you remember? Do you remember last year that we made TMZ? Do you remember that?
I do.
Foxy, you remember that?
I do.
pretty wild, actually. Not something I ever thought we would have accomplished. That was obviously very somber circumstances of why we made it, but it was still very, very unique for the show and pretty cool, man. Pretty cool.
What do you think we call Mike Rotunda, Mr. IRS himself?
Man, I think, let's talk to the tax man. Let's do that.
Hey, hey, the deadline was the 15th, so we're good to go now.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can't get Mr. IRS on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Hey, you got the mayor and Willie B and Foxy. We're doing a little birthday episode, almost slash anniversary. So really the main reason I was calling you is I was going to see if we could get a tax extension on the podcast.
Well, that all depends. Did you pay the tax or not?
We paid. We paid. We don't need any trouble. No trouble. No trouble from the tax man. No trouble at all. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm okay. How you guys doing?
Man, blessed. More blessed than I deserve. More blessed than I deserve.
Well, that's good.
We were just reminiscing about having you on the show and what an honor it was to have you and to share your story and to just to spend time with us. And I know, especially with how life has been the last year, it was just a huge, huge honor for us to have you on the show.
Well, I appreciate you guys as well, you know, and all the stuff you did for this country as well. So, you know, it's just a little payback is cool sometimes, you know, just to give back a little to people that sacrifice stuff.
Amen. Thank you, sir. It was my honor to serve this country. That's for sure. My honor.
Yeah,
we weren't going to take much of your time up, Mike. We just wanted to call and say, you know, first and foremost, thanks for giving us a chance, and thanks for being, you know, real friends to us too. And it was such an honor to, you know, have you on the show. And you know, it was unfortunate circumstances, but you know, God works in mysterious ways. So you know, thank you and your family, you know, from the bottom of our hearts for the doors that y'all have opened for us, and we can't thank y'all enough.
Well, I hope that helped you guys as well, and thank you for, you know, letting me get on there and try to promote some stuff, you know, that they were doing with Wyndham and at the time, and you know, so it all works in circles. I know, you know.
And speaking of that, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry that we want to remind the fans they can check out www.shop.com and check out the Bray Wyatt section. That if you still want to show our love for the Fiend, show the love for his family, and that while he may not physically be here anymore, his spirit and who he is still alive and well and lives on forever. And to go check out the merch at www.shop.com, check out the Bray Wyatt section. I know it would mean a lot to the family. I know I purchased a shirt myself. I bought the Firefly shirt. So,
right.
Fans, please go check out and let's support
our family. The proceeds for that mainly go to, you know, whatever WWE's percentages for producing all that, and then all the rest of the proceeds go to Wyndham's four children, you know, in long term. So that is awesome that even WWE did that, because you know it's something down the road for the kids, and WWE actually, I can't say how awesome they've been, you know, doing the documentary and all the stuff, and it's just been, you know, when they say they're a family, people don't, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that leave WWE pissed off because they thought they should have been used differently. I worked for them for 20 years, and I'm one of those people, because I wasn't always happy, but I'll say this, that something like this happens, they stood up, you know.
Amen.
And made it happen. So,
well, you said it best. There, it's wrestling's a family. I watched the documentary last week, and to say it was powerful is an understatement. And again, fans, if you want to show love, the best way to show love to Bray Wyatt, aka Wyndham Rotunda, let's help support. Let's help support his children the best way we can. Let's go shop at www.shop.com. And check out the Bray Wyatt section, and let's purchase some things. Let's show the love that he showed us.
Well, I appreciate that.
Hey, you know, speaking of birthdays, Mike, you know, actually today is my birthday and my lovely wife Foxy's birthday was Sunday. But you had a
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. But speaking of birthdays, you know, we've got to be pretty well known doing this show, but we're not rich by any means. But I don't judge everything in life as monetary. So speaking of birthdays, you had a birthday a while back, and I was telling my wife, I was like, "How cool was that? I got to just text Mike Rotunda happy birthday." I mean, that to me that was cool. So, you know, I'm glad that, you know, we've developed a relationship and all, and I think it's cool, man, and all glory be to, you know, the good Lord himself. So that was cool. I got to text Mr. IRS on his birthday.
I don't need any more birthdays.
I don't need any more tax seasons.
Well, John doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't need an audit for his birthday. That's what he needs.
Yeah, none of us need more tax seasons, that's for sure. But actually, at WrestleMania time was always my birthday, so it was like we had to, you know, the family tried to do this or that, but we always had to work around because I was usually working like WrestleMania time, especially when I was producing, because when I was wrestling I did, you know, a bunch of WrestleManias, but I wrestled 23 years, so it was different companies. But always as a producer was WrestleMania time, so, you know, we would get the whole crew and meet somewhere out on the road in a different city every year to do my birthday, you know, and my wife has always made it a big point to do a big thing for all our kids on their birthdays. So, you know, that's just how my birthday was always celebrated on the road mainly.
Well, I'd be remiss, speaking of WrestleMania, I'd be remiss if we didn't congratulate you on being the newest member of the 2024 WWE Hall of Fame. That is quite an honor. Can you tell us a little bit about the ceremony? I watched it. It was very, very powerful, especially at the end with the cell phones and the fireflies. Can you kind of, if it's not too much, can you tell us a little bit about that experience, Hall of Fame weekend?
No, it was awesome. I'm just glad it's over.
I would imagine it was emotional.
You know, it was a stress buildup, especially like with Wyndham and originally I think WWE was going to put Wyndham in there in the Hall of Fame and we got a call from Triple H and they said, well, it's a 40-year anniversary of WrestleMania and we want to put you and Barry in, which was a great honor, you know. I mean, to be, you know, included in all the top guys that you ever worked with and did stuff with in the wrestling business, obviously it was an honor, but it was also like a build-up of, oh shit, I don't even know if I can do this, you know, under the circumstance. So they held back, and I'm sure Wyndham will go in there, you know, anytime soon, because he was a way bigger star than myself.
Well, so. I think he needs to go in as the headliner. Let's just cut to the chase. He needs his own. And this was Paulie was the headliner. It was in Philadelphia, and I get that he did a phenomenal speech. But as a fan's perspective, man, that guy, your son, he's in a class all of his own, and he would absolutely need to be the headliner for a WrestleMania weekend, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and like I said, you know, I kind of touched on like Philadelphia being the start and I was nervous. I hadn't been in front of people in a long time, you know, talking like that shit. When I, the last time I did it, people were throwing stuff when I was cutting the promo. Because
you were telling them to pay their taxes.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I kind of touched on that. When I was 8 years old, I went to Philly and competed in pump, pass, and kick in front of a huge, you know, a stadium. And I'm in the process of writing a book, so you can read the rest of the story if you buy the book whenever it comes out. So, and WWE might put the book out. I don't know. They contacted my writer and were don't know exactly when the book's coming out, but it's probably 80% finished. But it tells that story that, you know, I went on and did like 4 pro games and pump, pass, and kick. So, you know, over the course of my young life, that was kind of my start of my, I guess, sports career in a way. And then it ended up, you know, getting inducted in Philly. And I'm sure I didn't portray that as well as I could have, because, like I said, I was nervous. I hadn't just turned 66 on March 30th. So if I was 20 years younger and gotten inducted into the Hall of Fame, I probably would have been way more well-spoken. But it, under the circumstance and being older and nervous, and I have to give a shout-out to Thunderbolt Patterson at his age to go out in front of Deuce, in front of the crowd, and do what he did. And here's how it kind of worked out. Like, with, they told us, we, Barry and I were on like third, and Thunderbolt was after us, and then they bumped him to the near the rear end of the show. At his age, it was like, oh man, you know, I felt sorry for Thunderbolt. But I'll tell you what, that I got inducted to Hall of Fame in Iowa. Dan Gable's there, Luthez Hall of Fame.
Man, what an incredible
honor. Couple of years ago, and Thunderbolt was there. And that guy, I wish I could have got a chance to work with him when I was younger, you know. And he was actually one of those guys that people patterned their promos after. He had that gift.
Yes.
And even Dusty said that, you know. So that guy, at his age, he's an older gentleman, obviously, but he's a class act.
Hey, man, it was great to see him, see you guys, especially see the legends on there. That's what I love the most about the Hall of Fame weekend, is getting to see the people that I grew up watching, and to see the pioneers of the sport, and that paved the way for, you know, these guys and gals that make the real big money today. So
I'd like to give a shout out to a lady, Sue Etchington. She worked for WWE back when, like, WrestleMania 1 first started and Vince went worldwide, and she would used to go to the tours on with us on in England. She's an English lady, and she just got released after 38 years.
Oh man.
And I sent her a text and said, you know, hey, you're the stuff, you know. And she goes, yeah, she goes, we're the originals that made this company what it is today. And she was one of those people.
And that's awesome. So she's Sue Atkinson?
Atchison.
Atchison, okay. So as Mike Rotunda said, let's acknowledge Sue Atkinson. Sorry, I have a...
Atchison, yeah. A-T. Don't ask me to spell.
38 years with WWE, and was there, as you said, when you and Barry were there for WrestleMania 1. That's quite a career.
Sue's not a name we'll forget, because that's my wife's middle name.
Yeah, yeah. That's an impressive run. That's an impressive run. I appreciate you taking time to acknowledge her. So
those no doubt.
We don't get to hear. We know the wrestlers, but we don't get to know the folks behind the scenes that make it all go.
Yeah, and, you know, that's WWE, because all these camera guys, all these, everybody that puts, they never get any mention, but they're freaking amazing, because they can go in and throw a stadium up or a live event up, and boom, bing, boom, they're in and out and on to the next night, you know, and nobody ever acknowledges any of that, but those people, they're dedicated as the wrestlers are, and they're amazing.
They're the unsung heroes.
Yep.
Mike, thank you so much for, talking to us on, you know, our birthday bash and all, and we won't keep you, but, you know, thanks for letting us call you, and I'll definitely be looking out for that book, because, you know, I got your number, so I'm going to be sending you a text for the address, so I can send you a copy so you can sign it for me, so be on the lookout for that.
As soon as that book's ready, we will be promoting it hardcore, I promise you.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you soon, Mike. Thank you, man.
Okay, God guys. Bless you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was really cool, man. It's Michael's definitely an awesome guest. It was so cool, you know, just looking back and you're just like, man, we're talking to IRS, Erwin R. Scheister.
Erwin R. Scheister.
Man, speaking of guests, let's see if we can't get our first ever guest on the phone.
Oh man.
Oh man.
The former WWF Women's Champion.
Downtown Bruno.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man? You're here with the mayor, Foxy, and Willie B. It's a birthday bash, and you know we got to talk to our first ever guest, the guy that gave us a chance to put us on the map. What's going on, brother?
All right, so we're recording right now.
Yes, we are.
Well, all right. Well, I want to say hello to everybody out there in the podcast Wonderland, and I'm glad everybody's tuning in. This is a great podcast. I'm proud that I was the first guest to appear on it. There's been a lot of great guests, and there's going to be a lot more great guests. So I encourage everybody out there to keep tuning in to this broadcast, and I promise you won't regret it. It's always a lot of fun. It's always enjoyable, informative, and got a couple great guys and a great gal on there. So what else could you ask for?
That's right. It's the mayor and Foxy's birthday, so we're trying to celebrate. And at the same time, we're trying to celebrate 1 year of doing the show. And what does your mama say, Bruno? Can you remind us?
Let me tell y'all something. It's like mama says, it bees that way sometimes.
Hey, remember how I just kept screwing it up right in front of your face, Bruno?
Jeez, John kept messing that up, and Bruno would look, and I would look at each other, just going, "Really, man?" And John's going, "Oh, sorry." But it was great. It's one of the greatest. It's one of my favorite memories.
Bruno made me nervous.
Oh, it's your first show.
I tell you what, I hate that I couldn't be over there with y'all, but it's been so busy. I was in Orlando for the GrappleCon. I'm leaving tomorrow to go to Indiana for. Actually, if you look on Downtown Bruno Booking and Appearances. On Facebook, which I don't do that. My agent does it. But the name of the event that's centered around me in Hanover, Indiana this weekend is called Mama Says It Bees That Way Sometimes. So,
you know, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And I've been just real busy. Of course, I got property here in Walls, Mississippi, where I live and reside. I'm constantly out there on this tractor and just taking care of property when I'm not doing the wrestling, so it's been hard. I hate that I couldn't be over there with y'all, but it's just, man, I've just been very, very covered up.
Hey, something one of the most coolest parts about all this too, it's not just that, you know, that you gave us a chance and you're a very first, you know, wrestling legend personality on the podcast. Man, you and I've got to be buddies since then. How cool has that been? That's been an honor for me.
Well, it's an honor for me too, and also me and Willie, and of course, a lot of people may not know, but I'm an elected official here in Walls, Mississippi on the Board of Aldermen. And a year from June 2025 is when the election comes again. And I'm going to hire my friend Willie there to help me get reelected for another 4 years.
I have got you covered, and we will, as I told you before, we're gonna handle business. I promise you that. You don't have to worry. I got you.
Well, I love it. I appreciate it. And you know, I hate to bring this up on the podcast, but John, I got to tell you something. Last night, Foxy was banging on my door and hollering my name, and she was trying to crawl through my window, and she was screaming and yelling. Oh my God! Till 3 a.m. I get so burnt out with it. I finally get up and let her out.
yes, he just got a promo. I love it.
Well, that's the way to ruin the mayor's birthday bash. Yes. I tell you what,
man, that is prime. That is a prime promo from Downtown Bruno. I love it. Absolutely. And we've got to bring you back, Bruno. We've talked about it before, but I know you just said you're on the tractor. You're doing the WrestleCon.
You're dealing with Foxy. You're a busy man.
Bookings. I mean, you got keep your hands full with Foxy. But you're a busy man. But we've got to get you back in the studio because, as we've talked, we've got so much more good stories to talk about. And so we will plan that in the coming weeks when you have an evening free to come and do another show. We would love to have
this
you back.
I tell you, this is just the worst time of year for me. I mean, as far as having free time, you know, but. you know, and, you know, I don't really chase women around or nothing, but the other day I walked up to this girl. I said, I sure would like to have a little booty. She goes, me too. Mine's as big as a coal bucket.
Yes. Man. I love it. Got the wisecracks and everything, man.
I'm trying to make it fun for everybody.
I love it, Bruno. We love it.
Hey, Bruno, I want to share one thing with you. And the fans before we end this phone call or whatever, this is actually how much you mean to me as a friend, and I want to explain what I'm talking about, and Foxy can attest to this too. All kidding aside, okay? So, man, I've been pulled, and I'm like you, man. I've been pulled in about 90 different directions, going 90 miles per hour. You know, like running around like with my like a chicken without its head. So, of course, right. You know, you're booked on that Evansville show just like I am. I'm one of the official – I was invited to be one of the official, you know, podcast vendors for the Jerry Lawler Celebration and Wrestling Reunion in Evansville, Indiana next month on May 10th and 11th. So, I had a banner made of all, just featuring, you know, some, you know, highlighting some of the biggest guests I have. And I'm not going to say how much or who made it at this point, but I spent a good deal of money on this banner. Did I not, Foxy? Right,
you did.
I spent a good deal of money on this banner. And actually, I was so busy, and my buddy was helping me, you know, doing input and helping me make it and everything, too. So we are sitting in the garage about a week ago, and Foxy looks at me. She's like, John, you have screwed up. And I was like, what do you mean I've screwed up? She's like, I'm not going to lie, the banner is badass. It looks incredible, especially for the amount of money you spent on it, but you screwed up. I'm like, what the hell did I do? She's like, John, Bruno is not on the banner. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, oh shit, you're right. So Bruno, make a long story short, this is how much I love your ass. I had to repay, I repaid for that banner, and you're on the damn banner. You're got the number one spot on the whole banner, starting left to right, you're number one. So don't ever think we're not real friends, buddy. You just cost me my marriage and a lot of money.
Hey, I know it, and you're my friend too. And you know what? Of course, Foxy wasn't over here. That was all a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Just so everybody knows that.
Well, I was hoping she was. How else are you going to offer me to reimburse for that damn banner I just spent, Bruno?
Well, no, because let me tell you, that was Tuesday. Me and Foxy's night is Thursday.
Yes.
You and Foxy are throwback Thursday, baby.
That's it. And we sure was throwing back.
Hey, I love it. That's why we call you, and that's why you're our very first guest, because we love you. But, man, like I said, all kidding aside, man, there wasn't no way in hell I could have that banner. And that would just, in my mind, that would just be far as it would be disrespectful. And man, it would hurt my feelings if it would have went down like that. So you're my real friend, man, and the banner has been.
You're my real friend, all of y'all are.
God bless all of y'all.
And, hey, let's have another year or more, as long as y'all want, the podcast. And once the schedule calms down, when, you know, I'm talking about November, late November, whatever, when it's crappy weather again, I'm not out in the field, not traveling as much. Let's get together and do it again.
Amen. We absolutely will.
That all right. When you and Foxy have ran y'all's course, I'll call you back, Bruno. No problem.
All right. Hey, love y'all.
Love you, Bruno. We appreciate you, brother. We wouldn't have made it this far without you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Got you covered.
Bye-bye. Love you, brother. Talk to you soon. Yeah, that was cool. That's why we have Bruno too.
He's so funny. I love that he cut a promo on you. He built it up. That was so good. I love that. I love that.
I tell you what. Let's see if we can't get a hold of somebody else. I got in mind here. Let's see. Let's make this a surprise one.
Hello.
The Birdman, Coco, beware. What's going on, brother?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. God is good, man. It's my birthday today. My lovely wife's was Sunday, and you got all three of us here with Willie B, and man, we're reminiscing on some of our favorite moments and best guests, and man, you can't have an anniversary birthday bash without the Birdman himself, Coco Beware.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, we just want to call and say thank you for you and did the show for us months ago, and just how honored we were to have you on there. Just a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate that.
And I wanted everybody to know that not only are you one of the best wrestling legends in the business, you're one of the best sellers, you've got probably hands down the best missile dropkick in the business, you also are one of the best human beings I've ever met too, Coco. So, you know, we won't get too much into it, but, you know, the social media and the fans know that, you know, my buddy Matt Mills had went through some very, very serious health issues. And you stepped up. One of the things you did, man, you called a man on Christmas Eve, and that meant so much to him and his family. And everything you've done, man, you've been nothing but a real friend, man.
Well, man, you know, that's the whole key of the bird, man, is just trying to relate to a lot of people, trying to touch their heart and everything. And, man, you know, because if it wasn't for the wrestling fans, there wouldn't be no Coco Beware.
Coco, you're a WWE Hall of Famer, but you're truly a Hall of Fame human being. And without, you know, we can't say enough of how honored we were and just what a you know, for you to take time to speak to our friend like that meant everything to us.
Well, you know, it's that's not the first time I ever did that before. I do that a lot, and I just try to give back what the people gave me. And I just try to, you know, just try to help the people that, unfortunately, that's what I tell every American. I don't care. Just walk down to St. Jude Hospital.
Yes.
Just go there and take a visit one day. It'll change your whole life. It will change your whole life when you go in there and see those unfortunate kids is not able to run around and play and talk like a normal kid, like our kids.
Yep.
Right.
You know, and it makes you really make you want to cry. I mean, it makes you just it's so sad when I leave there, man. I don't want to leave, but when I have to leave, it's man. And then I look back at my kids and stuff like that, my friends' kids, and all that stuff, even my enemy kids. They're healthy, you know. They're out there jumping around and stuff like that, and that's what's wrong with our kids today. You know, they have a lot of them don't have any home training and stuff like that, and that's another problem. You know, but our little kids right there at St. Jude Hospital, man, they really really need our support.
Amen.
They definitely need our support, and that's what the Birdman is all about. It's not about. I never had the big head. Never had the big head at all. I didn't believe in the business that was real from day one, but I love the business, and when I was so in love with it, I didn't want to do nothing else. But you know, and God made it happen. I used to cry in the middle of the night in my mother's at home and crying in my bed that I'm dreaming about this being this wrestler. You know, and being on the big stage. And don't you know God sat there and made all this came true to me, WrestleMania 3, when I was in front of 93,000 people performing. My mind went back to this little small town of Union City, Tennessee, and hey, we cried again. But that crying again was tears of joy though, because God made it happen, and we it came a long ways, and God took me all the way. I mean, He took me from Memphis, Tennessee, from Paducah, Kentucky, to Memphis, Tennessee, all the way to WWE, and then all the way into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And you know, and I'm telling you, I achieved my goal. I achieved my goal big time in the professional wrestling. Got robbed out of my money because they just didn't pay us. They just didn't pay us like what we supposed to have. Right now, I'm supposed to be retired and doing whatever I want to do. But you see, the devil come into the picture and they want to take a lot of us. I ain't talking about it wasn't racist or towards black or white. Not to me. I didn't see it. But the thing about it, it was just bad. Really bad how they treated us. And no retirement plan, no retirement right now. No health insurance. I had to get health insurance on my own. You know, it's pitiful to talk about a good major company that we made billions and billions and billions of dollars, and he turned around and sold his company for $9 billion, and we still can't get health insurance.
There's no reason why y'all couldn't have health insurance.
I'm talking about a lot of guys died. A lot of guys have died because they couldn't go to their primary doctor. Didn't have no insurance. They sat at home and fade away and died.
That's really sad.
And a lot of people don't know this. They don't know this at all. You know, they just don't know what we go through and all that stuff. And that's the reason why Hulk Hogan, I can't blame him, but he was on the same, we was all on the same merry-go-round, but they took care of him. They took care of some of the guys. And that's the reason why right now they can go and sit down on their tail and stuff like that, and they can do whatever they want to do. You know, because, you know, there's a lot of us have lost families. The wives and stuff have left home. The guys that came in hungry, came back on the road for 3 days. They had nice cars. Then they go home on the Greyhound bus because the people that came and repossessed their cars and stuff.
You know, it's sad because you have unions and you have unions in all the major sports, and I understand that professional wrestling is a sports entertainment, but it's a you know, you would hope that maybe going in the future that they would have a union kind of like the Screen Actors Guild have, where you know you have dues for retirement, things like that.
We just couldn't have a union. Because once one of the guys ratted out to Vince McMahon, the boys was trying to get a union up, you know, so they can get some kind of support, you know, benefits and all that. Well, Vince shot that down because some of the high guys, the guys that's on top, they didn't want to. They said they were fine. They not signing nothing, no kind of paper. So they, you know, that's out. And then Vince McMahon says, if anybody say anything about a union, you're fired.
So not only was the boss at the time, you know, put a squash to it, some of the boys, the top, you know, they kind of betrayed each other on that
one. I want to say Jesse Ventura was the one trying to head that union up. Was that right, Coco?
Well, I don't know if it was Jesse the one told all of us about who said something to Vince. So Jesse, he the one was upset. Jesse Ventura was a good guy, man.
Yeah, I've seen interviews of him where he talks about that, where he said that, you know, that he claims, I'm not trying to start, you know, in any heat by any means, but he claims that it was Hogan that stopped the union. Essentially, that he went and told McMahon, and that's what he claims. So,
well, I really don't know because I haven't heard Jesse say that, anything like that.
I've heard Jesse say that too.
Yeah, he said in interviews in the past where he just says that, yeah, that he had talked to the boys, you guys about unionizing, mainly for, like, as you said, for benefits and to have retirement, things like that. Not necessarily to control storylines and all that stuff, but just to have benefits, you know, health insurance like everybody else, and maybe have a retirement plan. But he claims that Hogan had stopped that. So,
like I said, I haven't heard anything like that at all myself over the years, because I don't listen to the wrestling news, because, man, I have all the news in my head. I have all the news I want to hear. Sure. That I want to say, because we all been mistreated, but I can't speak for everybody. I have to speak for Coco Beware. And it's terrible that I accomplished all the goals all the way up to the Hall of Fame and then walk away with nothing. I'm telling you, absolutely nothing.
Coco, I just want to let you know that my husband has really enjoyed y'all's friendship. It's meant a whole lot to him.
Well, I appreciate that, you know. And like I said, you know, I'm just kind of a hard person to get to know, because I might seem happy, I might seem sad sometimes. Because most of the time, I don't blame it on WWE. Well, I blame it on WWE, but I don't blame it on my fans and friends and all that stuff. How I feel, you know. But it's some days that I just don't like to be bothered, and some days, you know, I just shake it off.
I think that's everybody in life this day and time, though. To be honest, yeah,
you know, because. Nobody, I don't know if they're going to believe it, what I'm saying, because they're thinking if you write a wrestling book, you got all these different stories in there. Half of them is lies anyway.
Right.
Be honest with you.
Well, Coco, we can't. I just, man, like I said, we're celebrating the birthdays and catching up on an anniversary edition. We won't hold you, but, man.
Well,
you know,
I just want to wish y'all happy birthday and happy anniversary and all that stuff. I mean, you know, and hey, I'm glad that you picked up the phone and called me. Sometimes I was a little busy, but if I don't text back, that don't mean I'm not going to, but it's just, you know, I just stay so busy now. Just
because Coco, you don't have to show that. You don't have to say the words. You show with your actions. You've been nothing but a friend, man. I've called you. You've called me, and you know, you get back in touch with me when time allows, and we catch up and we talk. And hell, I think it was just maybe a week or two. I called you and you was in the airport, and you know, we talked. And you know, I told my wife, I was like, I sure, you know, hope Coco, you know, makes it home safe and all, you know. So, no, man, we got nothing but love and respect for you, Coco, and we appreciate all the years of sacrifice and hard work, you know, and dedication, and, you know, all the money that should have been made, and all the, you know, the limbs that, you know, and body parts that have suffered and been hurt, and all the lost time, you know, to entertain us. So we can't thank you enough, Coco.
Yeah, but I'm not going to take it out on you. Nobody. It's just what we went through, or what I went through. And if you talk to any of the other guys, they might tell you, some of them might open up to you. And then again, they kind of may not open up to you, you know. But I want to wish you all the best, and just go out and spoil the heck out of your wife, and she's gonna spoil the heck out of you, and y'all just have a great, great anniversary and birthday and all that, you know, and just keep put God in your life as well. And him, I guarantee you won't never go wrong. You got God in your life.
Amen.
And,
you don't have to worry about nothing. And you know what? And that's what's really helping me a whole lot, that, you know, just I just have have God in my life, and then I, you know, I just go to church every all the time, and you know, now He comes first. Amen. He comes first, and He helps me out a whole lot, you know, and I tell you, thank you, ain't got, you don't have no money, you start paying your tithes and offering, and God will make things start happening for you.
We were just talking about that the other day.
We sure were, Coco. You sure know what to say, brother. We just had to, we were just hot off this conversation.
Yeah.
Well, look, man, we gotta keep rolling and everything. But you know, I love you, Coco, and you know me, man. You know you're gonna hear from me sooner than later, brother.
All right, y'all have a good one. I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you. Thank you. Talking soon, Coco.
God bless you, sir.
Oh, yeah. God bless y'all. Bye bye.
Bye.
He's so down to earth and
yeah. I remember we were speaking of him. I remember that it's kind of like you're talking, like it's like he alluded to too. I think some days, you know, he's human. He has great days and has bad days, because I remember it was like as yesterday. You and I were in the garage, you know, in the man cave or the she shed as we call it. You know, whatever day it is, but we're watching that Ole Miss and Georgia football game, and I looked down at my phone and it was Coco.
Right.
And he called me, we just talked for a few minutes, and I almost didn't understand the point of the phone call, but I think he just wanted somebody to talk to. And hell, you know me, I was happy to talk to him.
Right. It sounded like it. It sounded like he just needed somebody to talk to.
That's what it sounded like. And I don't mind at all. Coco's an awesome person. I mean, for y'all that, you know, that don't know, I mean, our buddy Matt, all of our buddies, Matt Mills, I mean, he, as serious as it gets, he had, like, brain trouble, brain aneurysms. Coco went out of his way to, like, be good to him and his family. He really did. I'm not going to get into what Coco was willing to do, but there was almost a event or a happening that came about. And, like I said, I'm not going to get into it, but Coco would only agree to do it if Matt and his family benefited from Coco's appearance.
And that says a lot.
That says a damn lot about the Birdman.
Right.
He's a real one. He's real as it gets. And, hell, I mean, as far as wrestling, he's a legend. He is a freaking legend. So speaking of the podcast, I mean, Willie, you didn't get the experience, but dude, I got to be a wrestling announcer.
Oh, how did that go?
Ask Foxy, she was there.
I loved it. I thought he did great.
Was it a dream come true? Was it everything you thought it'd be?
It was hard. It was hard too, because, you know, typically the wrestling fans know wrestling announce team comes in twos.
Sure.
Kind of like Noah's Ark. The wrestling team comes in pairs. It comes in twos. So doing that by yourself, and people, and I take pride on this, I guess, you know, I'm no Jerry Law or anything like that, but I guess I was pretty quick-witted, because how many people thought I wrote all this down, and Foxy's like, no, he comes up with this stuff off the top of his head.
Right. Yeah, it's a lot of people thought you wrote it down.
Yeah, it was on the fly, but we heard nothing but good reception
and
feedback.
Yeah, said you did a wonderful job. I thought you did a great job.
And I appreciate you, you know, going with me and supporting me too, because I was so nervous. And
yeah, the first show, I had to remind you to ring the bell.
I forgot to ring the bell.
Really, John?
I really ring did. She's not lying. I forgot to ring the bell.
It's like Jerry Calhoun forgetting to count to three.
Yeah, I really did, didn't I? Yep. I forgot to ring the bell.
And then I took over ringing the bell.
Then Foxy became the official bell ringer.
There you go.
Well, speaking of wrestling announcing, what we call Shane Russell.
Let's do it.
Man, I actually got the privilege of announcing a wrestling match with Shane Russell.
You did.
I did.
Son of the legendary Memphis wrestling announcer.
Absolutely. Shane Russell.
He's so tall.
He is.
Was his dad tall?
I want to say probably about 6 foot.
We might not be able to get Shane Russell on the phone.
Hey, this is Shane Russell with Dot Foods. I'm out.
So, no, we did not get Shane on the phone. But
maybe he'll call back.
Another time.
He might call back. Shane's cool like that. Hell, me and Shane talk really usually about 2-3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Shane's become a friend. Shane is, and that shirt back there too. Shane took it upon himself to surprise me with a shirt of his dad, Lance Russell.
Yeah,
you know
how he did that. I mean, soon as y'all started talking,
he did. That meant so much to me too. But see, what y'all have anything else to add or anything? I know I wanted to talk to one more person. I wanted to talk to Scott Middleton. He's the one that's done the pro wrestling tees for us. He did your Coke picture for Christmas. He does all the Memphis wrestling comic books, and he did the banner. The banner looks incredible too.
Very talented.
He is. Let's get Scott on the phone. No, actually, look who's calling.
Train.
Speak of the devil himself, Mr. Russell. How you doing?
I am doing great. How you doing, sir?
We're doing good, man. You got you're on with us, man. You got the Mayor Foxy celebrating our birthdays and Willie B. And ain't no party like Shane Russell, brother. I tell you what.
I can't feel more honored than to having the two birthday kids give me a call. Aww. I appreciate that.
Hey, we feel honored you want to talk to us, man.
No, this is great. And Willie B, I can't believe Willie B's on.
I haven't talked to
Willie B in ages.
I know. Welcome back to the show, Shane. It's an honor to have you.
Oh, no, it's all mine, man. How you been? Everything going well for you?
I'm blessed as I could be.
Well, good deal.
Man, just keeping on. How's life down in Florida?
You know, it is great. I actually I retired on April 5th.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. I'm trying to get used to not having a paycheck every week and not having any work to do. So, as I tell people, I'm just unemployed right now.
Well, at least you don't have to move. Everybody used to retire to go to Florida. You were already there, so at least you don't have to move.
That's exactly right. That's the one thing I do have going for me.
You like did the process backwards, exactly. Man. You moved there, then retired.
Yes.
I know. So, it's been great. But hey, what are you kids going to do on this birthday week? You guys going to do anything special?
Yeah, I think after we wrap this thing up tonight, me and Foxy and Willie, we going to go eat somewhere.
Yeah.
We hungry.
Uh-oh. Well, good.
We'll get you
some good barbecue somewhere.
We were just talking about, that sounds good. We were just talking about the journey and everything. I mean, of course, like, you know, you're one of those guests, like, you did the show and all, and hell, man, dude, it's been so cool. I've got the honor to become good friends with you, and I'm honored on that.
I tell you what, it's, the highlight of my career was when the mayor called me up and said, hey, would you be interested in doing announcing some wrestling at a show in Blytheville, Arkansas? And I said, are you kidding me? That would top my career off doing a show with the mayor and Shane Russell. And I think we both had a good time, mayor, and what a night to remember.
You sure do know how to make a man's 43rd birthday, don't you, Shane? You just sure know what to say.
Willie, you should have seen it, man. It was great.
I bet he was like a pig in mud, wasn't he?
Oh my gosh, the mayor was great. He allowed me to get a few words in, and
he gets to sit next to a Russell announcing wrestling. I'm not sure it gets any better than that.
It doesn't.
I tell you what, I had a great time. I hope that we can do it again at another time.
Man, yeah.
Yeah, it's already God's will, man. If we want to do it again, we will, man. It's already worked out. We've been given an open invitation. And anytime you and I want to go do it together, man, all we got to do is just show up and show out.
Well, now that I'm retired, I got all kind of time on my hands, man. So you just tell me when and where.
Man, looking back, that night was epic. I mean, if you think about it, I got Shane Russell on my right. I got Foxy on my left. I mean, that's the stuff legends are made of right there. I tell you what.
Well, I don't know about the guy on your right, but the one on the left certainly made the night. That was for sure. Aww. So.
That's sweet of you say that, because she really thinks a lot of you too, and she's happy that, you know, that all of our friendships has come together, and she definitely supports it, and she knows that it makes me happy and everything, and she knows how much I honor and respect you. So yeah, it's a cool deal, man.
Hey, Willie B, did the mayor tell you about that last match in Blytheville and how quickly an old man can get out of a ring?
He did not, but let's let you tell that.
Oh my gosh! I went up into the ring to do the announcements for the final match, and being having watched the Lancer do it many times before, he says, make sure you look out and see what's going on. And he was right. When I looked out and I looked at the dressing room, the first team made it in okay, and I was waiting for the other team to show up. Well, I looked out, and they were running full sprint out of that dressing room, and that was my cue to get full sprint out of that ring as quickly as I could.
And you just come off shoulder surgery too.
I did. I just had shoulder surgery about, oh, I guess about 4 or 5 weeks prior to that. So I was a little skeptical, but boy, I tell you what, it's amazing how thing you remember how to get out of a ring real quick.
That's funny. Your dad would have been proud because we all know nobody touched the Lancer.
Well, mainly because he was quick, got out of that ring.
That's true. Get out.
Hey, Shane, you're a firsthand account witness there, and we'd called Jerry Calhoun earlier in the episode. Dude, was Jerry Calhoun not still amazing?
Jerry Calhoun, I don't know if he's aged at all in the last 20 years.
He still looks great. He moved. I mean,
he moved better than anybody on the second row there.
I know it. You know what was even funnier? I was watching this today. I was watching some old video, and the one where Downtown Bruno was introduced to the crowd. And then just seeing him in Blytheville here just recently, which it was just hilarious.
It was actually we just talked to Bruno a little while ago, and Bruno's cutting up and cut a promo and said he's been busy and been messing around with Foxy, and yeah. Bruno was full of it tonight, man.
He cut a great promo on John. It was hilarious. It was wonderful.
Really, I got to ask him next time I see him if he really is from South Pittsburgh and Fort Duquesne Boulevard or whatever it was.
Hell no. I will go on record, hell no.
I wonder how does he know about any of that?
Bruno's a nomad. He's a traveler.
He's Handsome Jimmy says he's a son of a gypsy, but Bruno is a gypsy.
That's good. That is good.
Yeah, he was full of it, saying that he had to let Foxy out at like 3 a.m. He got tired of battling with her. So, I mean, he was just full of it, man. But it was good times and fun stuff, though.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Willie, has the mayor told you about our next adventure we're going to do here in another couple of weeks?
Evansville, Indiana, right? In May. Was the weekend May 10th?
Evansville, Indiana.
Yeah. So, fans, what's the? Can you tell us what it's called? Let's go ahead and promote it.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure. I think it's called like a celebration for Jerry Lawler.
Okay.
A reunion of Memphis wrestling legends. I'm not exactly sure, but
so fans will not only get to see the mayor, they'll get to see Shane Russell, and obviously everybody knows the son of the infamous greatest announcer in wrestling history, Lance Russell. And what will you have there? You're gonna have T-shirts and meet with the fans. What can they expect from you?
Well, they can expect me to be there and to say.
Can they expect you to run out of the ring?
No, I won't be doing that. But I'm hoping on Friday night they're going to do like a little celebration or roast of Jerry Lawler. So I've asked if I could get up and say a few words on behalf of Lance Russell and what he's meant to Lance and the whole Memphis wrestling. So I'm looking forward to that. But I tell you what, everybody up there, you got to say Mayor and Foxy are one of my top five people that I need to hang around up there.
Amen.
You know, to heck with the Hardy Boys and the Godfather and the Steiner Brothers and Lex Luger. Hey, who cares about them? We got the Mayor and Foxy going to be up there.
That's right. That's right.
He doesn't even know how he's making me feel right now. He can't see through the phone.
His
head is bigger than Lance Russell's nose right now. It is.
Oh, man. Like, I'm calling you every birthday, Shane. You really just, you know how to put a guy over, man. You're the best seller in the business.
Well, I appreciate that. I am really looking forward to this. I think it's going to be a great time. I would highly recommend anybody in the area of Evansville, Indiana, if you're within a couple hundred miles, I'd make some plans to be there. I think it's just going to be a great night, great weekend, actually. So
it's growing and growing. They're adding more and more people, it seems like.
I know. It's crazy. And you know, and to get a couple of Wrestling Talk T-shirts from the Bear and Foxy up there, and I think that would be a trip of its own.
Well, we appreciate you saying that. It's funny, too, about I got Jamie Dundee calling me, like, talking about, is Lance's boy going to be there?
Oh, man. Good old JC. JC Ike.
Yeah, JC Ike's been trying to track you down, Shane, and he said people have been telling him this and that, but, you know, you and I had talked the day, so, you know, I'd confirm with Mr. Jamie, JC Ike Dundee himself, that you will be there, and he's like, well, yeah, I'm hearing all the stuff, but if the mayor says it, Shane's coming. The mayor said it, Shane will be there. Lance's boy will be there.
That's it. I hope he's not fixing to do something to me here in the ring, or for not announcing his name right or something.
Well, it sounds like he wants to confront you, just like I'm going to confront Bruno over the Foxy deal, you know?
Yeah. That's true. That is true. But, yeah, no, what a great time that's going to be up there. So, I think that'll be fun.
Absolutely. And all kidding aside, Shane, I respect and honor our friendship so much. I'm glad that God brought us together. And, man, it was always being, you know, my memories, and something epic I got to do was, you know, announce a wrestling, you know, show with you. And it's funny because that actually came to fruition because you and I had kind of talked about that, you know, some months before, instead of the opportunity ever presented itself, how cool that would be. But, yeah, so I definitely, man, we all three of us love you to death, and, you know, we can't wait to, you know, see you in Evansville and all. Willie won't be there.
Yeah. But
Foxy and I will be there, and, man, we can't wait to see you and spend some time with you, brother.
Man, I tell you what, I can't hardly go to sleep at night thinking about that whole weekend. I think it's going to be great, especially great to be hanging with you guys. I appreciate you let me maybe sit at your table for a couple of times. I'm going to bring the Lance Russell banner, so we're going to put that up, and we'll see what everybody says.
You can sit at our table anytime.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. And now if we can just get Mayor to go get us something to drink, we'll be good then. Right, Foxy?
We can do that.
Hey, that sounds like a Jerry Springer episode. So I'm over there confronting, you know, Foxy, then you and Foxy are at the table, like, damn, I got them coming from all angles.
It's real simple. You're gonna be Shane and Foxy stooge. You'll do what they tell you.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
It is the Foxy and Mayor show.
It is. Shane, did you hear that? It's a Foxy and Mayor show.
That's Foxy and the Mayor show. Okay, I got it now.
For a long time, it'll just be the Foxy show.
Hey, guys, I can't appreciate you thinking of me on your birthday. And happy birthday to Foxy. I know yours was a couple of days back, but today is the mayor. So happy birthday to you guys.
Thank you very much.
You go out and have a good time tonight, and be careful, and God bless everybody.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Shane. Talk to you soon, brother.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right,
bye-bye. What an awesome guy.
I've been
so lucky and blessed to become friends with him. What an awesome guy. And I got one more person I want to call that's just been, you know, so, you know, just so good to us. You know, it's just, I can't talk about this guy enough.
I bet I know who it is.
It's Scott Middleton.
Oh.
Let's see. Here we go. Hey, we've got everybody on the phone so far. It's worked out like a bad radio show at 3 o'clock in the morning. Let's see if we can't pull it off and get Scott on the phone.
Hello.
Scott, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Man, it's the Mayor and Foxy's birthday bash. You got us here. You got Willie B, and we're... You know, we're kind of doing an anniversary type show too, and man, we won't keep you long, but we just wanted to call you and talk to you for a few, and I wanted to personally thank you for everything you've done for me and my family, brother.
Hey, man, pleasure's all mine.
I think the most important thing you've done, I mean, I'll put it out there. I mean, you know, if you check out our really cool, you know, shirts at Pro Wrestling Tees, or, you know, the banner we got coming, and a lot of the logos and stuff you see on Facebook, that is courtesy of Scott Middleton of Great Scott's Art. But I think the biggest thing he did for me was, you know, got to keep the woman happy, the wife. So you did an awesome Coke Christmas present for my wife. She's into Coke memorabilia and such. And, man, you created such a cool, you know, a a Christmas picture that was the Coca-Cola bears, and I got to present that to her. So, thanks for keeping me out of the doghouse, brother.
You're very talented.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. That was my pleasure. It was a fun project. It was a pretty creative idea, and I just went with it, man. And it's always easy as an artist when you get, you know, creative ideas from the from the buyer. Right. So it's like, hey, it makes my job easier. I don't have to come up with something, because a lot of times, you know, customers want me to create something out of nothing. It's kind of challenging at times, but yeah, that was a pretty easy one, actually. So I'm glad you guys liked it.
Yeah, I loved it.
I don't want to sell you short either, brother. I don't want to go too much into stuff, because you become one of my favorite people, and I think people need to hear all about you. So I'll be dedicating a whole episode to you at some point in the future. We're going to get together and schedule it out, and we're gonna talk a bunch of different stuff. But let everybody know about the comic books that you do, the Memphis Wrestling comic books. Those things are hot, man.
Well, it's definitely a passion project. I'll say that, man. It's kind of a slow going process, because, I'm kind of my own worst enemy. I want it to be top notch. You know, I want the artwork to be really good, and I want the stories to be really good. So, I've got two out. I've got the first story, which is Mayhem in Memphis. And then I've got the Mayhem in Memphis extended edition. And it's out. It's on, you can get it on, Amazon, or you can go to Great Scott's Art Studio on Facebook, and you can order it off of, you can order it through me from on Facebook or eBay. You go to my eBay store, or just go to eBay. You type in, Mayhem in Memphis comic book. It'll pop up. But, yeah, it's a passion project, man. It's just something I love to do. I mean, I've written about 5 or 6 children's books now with my wife. We've done some different comic books. We've done, you know, posters. I do just pretty much, you know, whatever people pay me to do, I'll do it.
Man, Foxy came through and returned the favor, because, you know, you did that awesome, you know, Coke picture for Christmas. So next thing I know, you know, a little bit later, anniversary rolls in, and I got the Mayhem in Memphis comic book. It's sitting in the studio right now, all propped up.
Hey,
on display.
All right, good deal. Which cover did you get? Did you get the Jerry Lawler cover, or did you get the collage?
She got me the Jerry Lawler cover.
Okay, very good, very good. Yeah, I'm proud of that. That's a cool picture. Actually, showed that post. That was a poster. And Jerry liked the poster so much that I turned it into the cover of the book. So, yeah, it worked out really, really well. It's been pretty well received.
Very, very cool. Like I said, we won't keep you long. And I just, man, I want to, from the bottom of my heart, man, you've went above and beyond, and you've done some stuff for me, and you've really helped me out, and you've made this journey so much easier, smoother, and you probably make me look a lot cooler than what I really am. So I can't thank you enough, brother.
Oh, man, it's all pleasure's all mine, dude. I appreciate the work you're doing, man. The shows, they just keep getting better and better, and you know, we're just keeping Memphis wrestling alive, man. We're just, you know, doing our part.
Absolutely, and what a man, what an honor we got to speak to you on our birthdays and all too. So, man, I will be seeing you in Evansville May 10th and 11th, the Jerry Lawler celebration, Jerry the King Lawler celebration, and Wrestling Legends reunion. And, man, I can't wait to meet you in person and give you a big hug, brother.
Hey, man, I look forward to it, my man. Yep, God bless you guys. Thank you so much for calling me, man, and keep rocking, brother.
See you soon, man.
Take care, my man.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Man, it's just like he has done so much, you know, to help us out or whatever.
Yeah.
What are you and Foxy doing over there? Now I got to worry about Shane, Bruno, and now Willie.
I'm out here taking pictures to commemorate the birthday bash.
And this whole time I thought I had a leg up on you.
Exactly. But you do. Both of you do. Between the three of us, we got 4 good legs and no damn sense.
I know that's right. Man, I can't thank y'all enough, seriously, for, you know, for the journey and what both of y'all have put in. And I hope both of y'all have had fun doing
Absolutely.
This. That's what life's about. That's what life's about. I mean, none of us are sitting here, fat and rich. Well, I'm fat, but I'm not rich, but, you know.
Well, wealth is measured in more than money.
Exactly.
And if you have people that love you, you know, you have a roof over your head, you know, we life's about perspective, and as Coco and Mike Rotunda talked about earlier, you know, life is going to throw bad things at you at times, right? It's about how you persevere. And the truth is that we are, you know, when I say life's about perspective, that we are richer than 98% of the rest of the world. And if you've never been out of this country and you've never seen how what true poverty looks like, you know, our poor people have, you know, roofs over their head, air conditions, iPhones, cars, you know, that you don't...
We don't you take truly
it,
know
Yeah, you don't poor. Know. You take it for granted. And for me, it's just understanding that, you know, yeah, I've had some a bad hand at times dealt to me, as some of you know, obviously, if you listen to the show. But I always try to remember, no matter how down I get, you know, one, I always get back up. You know, I'm going to kick out at two, no matter what.
Jared Calhoun has not countered you out.
That's right. Nobody, you know, 2.5, I'm out. I'm gonna kick out. No legs or not, I'm gonna kick out.
But that's a good one.
But the point is that, you know, you can always look around and find somebody that has it worse than you.
Absolutely.
And you can either feel sorry for yourself, or you can, you know, and you can put things into perspective and realize how blessed of a life you truly have. That you appreciate what you do have, instead of focusing on what you don't. So that's kind of the mentality I try to take. So.
Absolutely. Well, man, the journey's just beginning. It's not over by any means, and we're gonna see where God takes this thing. And you know, I, like I said before, not to beat a dead horse or harp on anything, but I appreciate y'all from the bottom of my heart. You're the best co-host in the land, but I love her more, Willie. She's prettier. Well, she's my wife.
I would hope you'd love her more. Good grief, John.
She
y'all are one hell of a
She's the real MVP here. She has to tolerate you.
It's very true.
And that's hard. Hard on some days.
There you go.
It is. What were you about to say about our team? About Willie and I?
Y'all are one hell of a tag team. Seriously.
Well, thank you. I think we work well together.
Y'all
I mean,
do.
We're similar minded. We also, John and I, we've also, I guess it's gotten better over the, we kind of know each other's thinking. We look at each other and go, you know, hey, We know what's up, and I don't know. We do. We work well together. I think we complement each other very well on what our interest is. At least when we talk to the legends, and it works. So I'm excited. And I'm honored to be here.
I'm honored to have you here, so. And I'll let you ride my coattails any day of the week.
Exactly.
It's a while, brother.
I don't mind being in the shadow at all. I don't mind.
No, that's just a cheap heat pop joke. But no, seriously, man, like you're very, very good at this, man. You're a wealth and plethora of wrestling knowledge. You're like a damn encyclopedia, especially when, you know, when it comes to like JCP, like Jim Crockett Promotions, the NWA. Man, sometimes I'm sitting here, I'm like, how the hell does he know all that?
Because I'm a wrestling dork, John. That's why.
As
a kid, I loved it. And we've talked about it before. You know, I would sit and read all the aftermags, all the wrestling magazines. It was just something I was into growing up, man. I just, it was something I really, really enjoyed and wanted to know. And it's one of those, you know, when you get into something, you want to know everything about it. And that was just the way I was with wrestling. I want to know the history. I'm a history buff in general, regardless of what subject it is. I'm a big baseball, football fan, so I love the history of those things as well. And so same thing with wrestling. I just want to know everything I can know about it. That's just kind of the way it worked with me.
Box, anything else you want to tell the wrestling fans before we get out of here? You had fun doing it so far?
I have.
You've been nervous?
Very nervous.
What was your first episode you ever done? Was it Dundee, Jamie Dundee?
Yes.
Wow,
you,
to you break
poor,
her in
you
on the
poor
first.
Thing.
Yeah. Woo! And then that's when he changed the show name.
Man.
That was the first ever one she did was Jamie Dundee. That's a hell of a way to throw her in there.
Man, you threw her in the lines down there, buddy.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, and he enjoyed it. He enjoyed it too.
Yeah, he was good. He was good. Was
Speaking
good.
Of him, he'll be in Evansville next month. Everybody's gonna be in Evansville. I can't wait to go.
Maybe I'll change my mind and go. We'll see what's on my calendar.
I was just gonna say, why aren't you going?
Just I honestly have weddings and things I have to go to in the next few weeks.
Okay.
That's part of the problem.
Pick the couples you don't think gonna last, and you'll just be at the next one, and you come to Evansville.
I've got a wedding to go to this weekend as well, so yeah.
Well, Willie, you know you're the best. You're the top co-host in the land. If you decide to come to Evansville, brother, you know you got a spot right at the table. It's
Amen.
your our table's your table, and hey, there is no table without Willie B.
Exactly.
So that's the way it rolls. So
appreciate
exactly.
that. Thank you.
All right, wrestling fans, we so appreciate y'all, and we so appreciate y'all supporting us on this incredible journey we've been on. Hell, the truth be known, I got about 10. We got about 10 recordings in the can. We got some big surprises on the way, some big legends, and Just keeps getting better and better. I've contacted some other people this week, and you know, be on the lookout for some big things. And once again, thank you all for all over the world for your support. We couldn't do it without you, and we thank y'all very much. From the mayor, from Foxy and Willie B, we love you all. Good night.
Good night.